You play for Chesham, don't you?
Yeah, play a coach down there. So we had we've got a link with a local charity, so we had to go and do a sport relief massage today. So that's what we've been doing today.
A sport relief massage?
Yeah.
that sounds fun.
Yeah, it was fun to be fair. Yeah, it was really relaxing. So it was good.
So how long have you been at Chesham coaching there?
This season, I joined them this season. Having spoken to the manager for the last, I think it's probably about four seasons, he'd been trying to get me down there, and eventually he got me, and it's worked really well. We've had a fairly good season.
So was coaching something you decided you wanted to get into beforehand, or was it something you just...
Yes and no, because I started doing my badges many years ago, and then I stopped because I didn't think it was something that I would enjoy. And then I started, and I'm thoroughly enjoying it, to be fair. I'm thoroughly enjoying it.
Are there any particular aspects of it you enjoy? Is it working with younger players, for instance, or...?
That's the main thing. Like, the squad that we got, it's a fairly young squad, so it's just getting the key points across, and when they implement it, and getting the pleasure out of it, or just guiding them in the right direction, really.
What is it you hope to do in the future? Is it more coaching, or managing, or...?
I think eventually I'd like to become a manager one day. you've got to learn the coaching side of things, learning how to treat different players in certain ways. And I think that's different between a manager and a coach, really. The manager, he needs to manage the players and team individually, and coaches coach the team. So, yeah, it's just an aspect. But, yeah, I think one day I'd like to become a manager, definitely.
You had quite a long playing career. You played for a lot of different clubs. Well, I suppose you still are playing. Are there any particular highlights of your career, any clubs in particular which you really, enjoyed?
I've been quite lucky in aspects. When we went to Stevenage, we won the Adora League, and then we won the conference. So, and that was the start of my career. And then I went on to Bristol Rovers, and we made the playoffs after being tipped to go down. And then I moved to Fulham. So, I'm winning the two championships there. So I've had a fairly pleasant career coming through, and then joining Leicester, winning League One to get back in the championship was pleasing too. So yeah, across the board, I think I've been quite fruitful and quite lucky.
What do you make of what's going on at Leicester at the moment? You're only there a few years ago.
Absolutely fantastic. The only thing is, the team I've supported all my life, 30-odd years, I'm in second spot.
I was going to come on to that.
Close to not getting to it. I'm loving what Leicester are doing, but I haven't been a first fan for all these years, and this is the closest we are getting to the Premiership crowd. So if Tottenham were 5th or 6th, then I'd be absolutely, absolutely ecstatic for Leicester. But I'm hopeful Tottenham pick them, and then Leicester come second, and then it'd be a fantastic season.
Do you think that will happen, or do you think Leicester are gonna win?
I'll keep thinking Leicester are gonna slip up, but they're going from strength to strength, and the way they're playing and the system they play, they're really hard to break down, and I think it's a tall order. I've got to think it's a tall order, and if Leicester are doing it, I'm going to have to pop down and just say congratulations to the staff, because a couple of the staff are still there, and the coaching side of things as well. So yeah, that'd be a massive, massive achievement.
Do you think it'll be one of them too, or could you see, say, an Arsenal or a City coming back into it?
I still think Arsenal probably with their experience, I think they're going to be sneaking up, and I think they're going to win a lot more games than people expect them to, and I think it's going to be tighter than where it's at the moment, really.
You played for Jamaica, the national team. It must have been a great honour for you to play, you know, for the country.
A fantastic time to enjoy them, and it was a great honour, a fantastic experiences with the squad and the coaching staff, and it was a new thing from where I come from the league to represent my own country abroad. It was fantastic.
Are there any particular memories you have, Ernie, in particular that stand out for you?
I made my debut against Trinidad and Tobago. That was the main win. That we win it 1-0, and so it was fantastic to be a part of it, and fantastic to have got the win over one of our main rivals. So yeah, that's definitely my main highlight. I didn't get to score any goals, which was a bit unfortunate, but it was a great experience.
I guess is it something that, I don't know, bothers you, or is it, you know, the fact that you played for Jamaica that's enough for you?
The fact that I didn't get to play wasn't fantastic, but yeah, back in my mind it would be nice to have scored a few goals in there. But I think I've started about 8 or 9 games, and then the rest have been subs. So yeah, it was a bit of sweet, but yeah, just to have that opportunity was fantastic for me.
Over your career, are there any particular players or anything that stand out who have you played with?
There's Louis Saha, who was my strike partner at Fulham. He was the best player I think I played with. Not just striking partner, best player, technically, physically, ability. He had it all in that. And Man United hardly by bad players, and if he'd stayed injury free, I reckon he would have went on and had a fantastic career at Man U. But yeah, and Louis stands out playing with Chris Coleman as well, the world manager. He was a fantastic defender, fantastic player, and a fantastic captain and then manager too.
Is that something you could see in him, that him as a leader?
Yeah. As soon as I saw him on the very first day, very well welcoming, and the boys followed suit. And you can see he was geared up to go on to the big things, which he's done with Wales now. Yeah.
The other thing I want to ask is about you obviously moved around to different clubs. The transfer fee, you know, because you moved for like a couple of million at one point to. You know, is that something that you think about, or is it something that you just, you know, get on with it?
Yeah, it wasn't ironic that I got bought the year before by Bristol Rovers for 250,000, and then a year and a couple of months later, I'm being valued 10 times the man, and I was like, okay. it was a shock to my system, and it did actually, when I went to Fulham, because I think a lot of people were thinking, there's this guy that we just bought, we've never heard of him, to be fair. But I went on to prove my own self there, and then to get the premiership, fairly premiership with them too, and doing well in my own first season was fantastic for me.
Alright, just finally, what are you hoping to achieve this season with Chesham United?
Yeah, we've had a very good FA Cup run. We got to the first round proper. That's the first time I've ever done it in 20 years, I think it was. We've got a good trophy run as well. Now we've got catch-up on games, and we got a very slim chance of making the playoffs. We've got a lot of games to catch up on, but we dropped a few points recently. But if we can get a good run, we're 4 unbeaten in a minute. We can turn and get a few more wins on the board. We've got an outside chance, a very outside chance of making the playoffs. That would be a fantastic achievement.
Okay. You can follow Barry. It's at the Barry Hales on Twitter. Well, good luck for the rest of the season, and good luck with your future as well, personally. It's great to speak to you.
Cheers, thanks a lot.
Thanks for coming on the show. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, great. Take care.